7. Well, Alden Davis is here. Donuts are here from Luke's, the official donut purveyor of the Saturday morning program. And in West Avon, by the way. And so what are we talking about today?
Well, with all the pressures in today's world, have you become cranky?
Yeah.
How about frustrated,
yeah.
snippy, or
yeah.
short?
Yeah.
Well, today may be the perfect time for an attitude adjustment, getting your emotional state popped back into alignment. Get today's handout at MyValueTree.com and spend some time with Coach Davis, your emotional chiropractor, this morning right after weather and sports.
And while Scott is doing sports, I'll be picking out my donut, which will be wonderful. I'm sure we have a great selection.
Green today.
Oh, we have green? Well, sure. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's 7:12 on WTIC. Back in a minute. Well, this is kind of survival information, too. You know, star power is what we call it, thriving in it. By the way, where have you been lately, Alden? You been traveling around or?
Let's see. Washington, D.C. was
last trip.
Abu Dhabi's coming up.
We're giving you this guy. You're getting this guy for nothing, okay? This guy travels all over the world, basically doing corporate consulting. And basically, more importantly, human development.
That's right.
Yeah. So, long time, you know, UTC guy is around. So, he's here this morning. We're trying to just, you know, tough times, kind of change yourself a little bit. Maybe you'll get a change. Let's find out what's going on. Alden, today, where do we go?
Experiencing feelings of frustration, irritation, or indifference? Are the people around you finding you to be cranky, snippy, or rude? Maybe today is a good time for an attitude check, a time to hit the attitude reset button. Last month, we did a coaching session on drift, the slow but always explainable movement away from our standards. I was amazed at the response received. It really struck a chord with people. I had one fellow in particular ask about what to do with an attitude that has drifted. Great awareness, since our attitude is an unconscious response to the situation around us. While there are some fairly complicated and involved definitions of attitude, Jung, for example, let's think about attitude as how I position myself, just as attitude as a position in ballet or for an airplane. My attitude is both mental and physical. It is my stance, how I hold myself. Your attitude fuels my perception of you. And if your attitude has gone sour, so has the people's experience with you. So today, let's hit the attitude reset button and get back to a good place, a place of favorable perceptions and setting positive tone. The world experiences you through your attitude, and you see the world through your attitude. It's a complex interrelationship that is being unbundled through today's research of brain functioning. Last week, I introduced you to Daniel Goleman and his research on social intelligence. As he says, every interaction has an emotional subtext. The net balance of feelings we exchanged largely determines what kind of day we feel we've had, good or bad. This attunement to another person's mood is driven by the amygdala, an almond-shaped area in the midbrain that triggers the fight, flight, or freeze response to danger. When the amygdala is in a heightened state of alertness, it increases our susceptibility to another person's emotions, which can be transferred like a contagion. Smiles are a good indication, and frowns bad. Too many frowns and I begin avoiding you. Not good for you, and not good for the work. When your back gets out of alignment, you go to a chiropractor for an adjustment. So what gets our attitude out of alignment? Based on the award-winning work of psychologist Tabby Kaler, I would offer that attitude is driven by emotional needs. There are 6 of you listening right now being driven by the personality types identified by Tabby. 1 of you feels like tasks are piling on faster than you can complete them, leaving you feeling overmatched and fearful of failing. Another of you senses that your ideas are not valued. Your opinion doesn't seem to count. 1 of you isn't feeling the love today. You wonder why you're even there since no one seems to care. For someone else, the work has gotten boring. No surprises. Nothing to which you can look forward. Another one of you isn't having any fun at work. There's no sense of stimulation or playfulness. The last of you wants to be left alone. Too many people around too much of the time. Each of these situations speaks to a core emotional need of people. When the needs are met in a healthy way, all is well. But when they are not being met, they set a fine table at which I can dine. And when I indulge, my emotional hurts, my attitude shows it. Here is Coach's tip for the day. A stinky attitude is all about you, and it is an early indicator of some emotional need not being met. For 25% of us, we are wired to accomplish tasks. We like having do lists and striking items off as we complete them. However, when the do list grows faster than I can get the work done, I go into a state of mild distress. When I need to interact with another person to accomplish my work and they are slow or disinterested in my task, frustration seeps out. I get irritated with them. Why? It is emotionally distressful to me missing deadlines. I hate being called out for not completing something. This is why Coach says, take heed. Your attitude is an early indicator of your emotional health. Look at today's handout found at myvaluetree.com. Listed are examples of stinky attitudes that you may be feeling or experiencing from someone else. Next are listed a set of six questions driven by the personality types we discussed. Which one seems most like your situation? Is it not enough fun? Stuck? Nothing stimulating going on? Well, if so, go to the next column and hit the reset button by identifying the root cause of your situation and taking action to address the need. You are accountable for your emotional health and the attitude you share with others. If you have been particularly cranky, you may want to consider apologizing to those around you. A good I'm sorry can go a long way to repair a tainted environment. Remember, we want our star power to shine brightly and present an attitude that will let us thrive in uncertain times. Hit the reset, make amends, and get back in the game. To learn more, I posted a great video of David Goldman talking about social intelligence at myvaluetree.com right above the WTIC logo. These are our days.
Yeah.
I'm Coach Davis.
All right, let me go back on this list here.